Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Prepping for Putin.
Are areas where we can't cooperate?
Western Heat Dome.
It's early in the season to get into the triple digits.
Apology from Marjorie Taylor Greene.
There is no comparison to the Holocaust.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. We're just a day away from a major foreign policy test for Joe Biden, nearly 5 months into his presidency, a face-to-face summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. 58% in a new CBS News poll want the president to take a tough stand with Putin. Cyber attacks, the top issue. White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
President Biden told us he's prepping for his meeting with Vladimir Putin by seeking input from NATO allies here in Brussels.
I had discussions with them about what they thought was important from their perspective.
The Putin summit comes in the wake of cyber attacks on U.S. infrastructure by criminals likely based in Russia. Putin laughed off the allegations in a recent interview.
Where is the evidence? Where is proof?
They came up over and over again.
Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo met with executives from about 20 companies here in Europe yesterday.
As the bad guys become more sophisticated, so do we need to become more sophisticated. It's really a call to action for the private sector to step up its game.
Russia's undeclared war against Ukraine is expected to be a top summit issue. CBS's Holly Williams spoke with Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, on the front lines of the conflict.
This war has cost more than 13,000 lives since it began in 2014.
The USA is a very long way from here. Why should ordinary Americans care what's happening here in Ukraine?
It can be tomorrow at their houses.
You're saying if Russia will do this here,
I didn't know.
It might do it tomorrow in the rest of
Why
Europe.
Why not? Why not?
The next day attack Americans.
Why not?
That may sound far-fetched, but experts say Russian hackers are using Ukraine as a testing ground, including attacking the power grid before using similar tactics in the US. And this year, tens of thousands of Russian troops massed at Ukraine's border, the goal apparently to scare an American ally and send a threat to the West.
The United States and European Union have reached a deal to suspend tariffs over 5 years. They've been at the center of a dispute over subsidies to rival aircraft makers Boeing and Airbus. The tariffs went far beyond the aircraft industry, affecting the likes of French winemakers, German cookie bakers, and American alcohol makers. House Democrats are launching an investigation into how the Trump Justice Department used secret court orders to get digital records of lawmakers and journalists from Apple. Here's CBS's Jeff Pagaz.
In a statement announcing the House Judiciary Committee investigation, Chairman Gerald Nadler alleged that the Department of Justice used criminal investigations as a pretext to spy on President Trump's perceived political enemies.
A House panel has reportedly obtained emails and other documents from the Justice Department detailing efforts by then-President Trump, his chief of staff, and others to pressure the department to challenge the 2020 election results. One of the first states to shut down in the pandemic, California, is reopening today. This woman's glad the mask mandate's going away in most instances.
It will be easier to get around and not be huffing and puffing everywhere, I guess.
CBS's Carter Evans is in Los Angeles.
From amusement parks to bars and restaurants, capacity limits and social distancing requirements are lifted as of today. And people who are fully vaccinated, they can ditch their masks in most situations like gyms and grocery stores, unless a business wants its customers to keep wearing them.
An argument over mask wearing ended with deadly gunfire at a grocery store in Decatur, Georgia. Terrifying for these customers.
I said, oh, Lord, he's going to kill up everybody in the store.
When I heard the first shot, I got down.
Police say a man shot and killed a woman who was a cashier. A sheriff's deputy working store security wounded the gunman. That deputy and another person were also wounded. Doctors at burn centers in several western states are warning people to be careful on overheated highways and sidewalks, as well as other surfaces. That's how serious the record-shattering heat wave is. No relief for this woman in Prescott, Arizona.
I love to hike, and I can't really go because even if I go early in the morning, it's like still too hot.
The temperature is expected up around 115 in Phoenix and Las Vegas today, parts of Montana above the 100 mark too. Some high-intensity heat near Rockton, Illinois, at the scene of a huge chemical plant explosion and fire that sent flames and black smoke high into the air. Fire Chief Kirk Wilson says 70 workers in the sprawling building got out okay.
We went ahead and let the product burn off. Due to the fact that the Rock River sits just west of Chemtool, about 500 yards, we were extremely concerned that would turn into an environmental challenge later on down the road.
Officials believe there's no air quality danger, and it could take the fire several days to burn out at the plant where lubricants and grease products are made. About 1,000 people are out of their homes as a precaution. In Washington, Georgia, Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene apologized for saying forced mask wearing was akin to the horrors of the Holocaust.
I know that words that I've stated were hurtful, and for that, I am very sorry.
Greene indicated she visited the Holocaust Memorial Museum earlier in the day and said anti-Semitism is true hate. Well, the TSA is projecting staff shortages at more than 100 of the nation's airports. Some airports have dozens of unfilled openings. The TSA administrator is reportedly asking office employees to volunteer at airports for more than a month. They could do non-screening duties, such as managing lines. Turning a page in the pandemic, for the first time in 15 months, the Ed Sullivan Theater in New York was jam-packed with people as the CBS Late Show with Stephen Colbert welcomed a vaccinated studio audience.
I have not been on this stage in front of a live audience for 460 days. I don't know if I even remember how to pander to the most beautiful crowd in the world.
Colbert did shows early in the pandemic from home and later from an office adjacent to the theater. It's new, it's popular, and it's suddenly controversial.
In the Heights debuted Friday, but already creator Lin-Manuel Miranda's under fire for not featuring more Latin actors with darker skin in prominent roles. In a statement, Miranda acknowledged the criticism, saying he can hear the hurt and frustration over colorism, adding, "We fell short. I'm truly sorry." Miranda promised to do better in future projects. The film's adapted from Miranda's Tony Award-winning play. He said he wanted the film to feel like a love letter to
Washington Heights.
Monica Ricks, CBS News.
American middle distance runner Shelby Houlihan blames a pork burrito from a food truck for failing a drug test. Houlihan says on social media she's been banned for 4 years for a sample that showed an anabolic steroid. It all comes just days before the start of the U.S. Olympic trials. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.